Saturday, I will be responsible for providing for my wife. Professionally, sexually, well, I'm not really worried about the last one.
Corey is the best wedding planner in Atlanta.
So what you're going to do...
I'm not intimidated by you.
I'm stepping up. What speed was the fan on?
All the new dealers in Atlanta are getting supplied through Antonio Pope in Miami. You need to get me something on this guy.
2 days tops. So get a team together and fix this.
Put me in on it, James. I'm like half cop, half Puma. I'll get in your ass. Uh-oh. The brothers-in-law just got to town.
If you say that one more time, I'm gonna shoot you in the face. Are you funny?
It's gonna stick. Let's get ridiculous. I'm 100% ready to be a detective.
Where do you go now? Put it down.
Put your gun down.
What's wrong with you?
My nerves is bad, man.
Remember, this ain't no vacation.
Pope is moving contraband through the port. You're gonna help me get some hard evidence on him.
Get to the north hallway and climb out.
Ain't nobody say nothing to me about getting out of the window 2 stories up.
Martin Luther King Jr. right now is probably rolling over in his fucking grave for this movie to get released on Martin Luther King Jr. I Have a Dream weekend. Gotta be the biggest fuck you to one of the greatest black men to ever live. One of the greatest black people. One of the greatest people in general, person in general to live ever. And what do? To celebrate his day, we release fucking Ride Along 2. Fucking Ride Along 2. And then this movie got the audacity to sit up here and be labeled as an action adventure comedy. Wipe my ass better. That looked funnier than that. Now, anyway, though, we can already tell from this review where my opinions and thoughts is going into. Now, we all know I can't stand Kevin Hart. Matter of fact, I can't stand him as someone who gets gum on their shoe and try to wipe that shit off by scraping it against the ground multiple times. That's how I feel about Kevin Hart. Ice Cube, the guy's hit and miss. When he hits, he really hits. But when he does shitty movies, yeah, he doesn't really stand out too well. He ain't the greatest of actors. He's not the worst of actors. He's just someone you can get if you need to fill a role or something like that. He can deliver, and at the same time, he can still be a leading man. I actually feel fucking horrible for him that he actually has to do these shits. But you know what? Let's go ahead and get plot synopsis. We got Tim Story, worst fucking black director of all time, returning for this. People, if you don't know who Tim Story is, he wrote such great classics, or directed great classics. Actually, I think he wrote two, as both the Fantastic Four films, Rise of the Silver Surfer and the original one. That piece of shit. And the Barbershop films. I believe he did Think Like a Man. And he did also the Ride Along films. Good God. So you got Kevin Hart and Ice Cube returning. Kevin Hart playing Ben Barber. Wait, what was his last name in the fucking movie? Because in the first movie, his name was... I could have sworn it was Bart. Whatever. It doesn't fucking... I don't give a shit. I ain't gonna lie. It doesn't matter. And you got Ice Cube playing James Payton. And James is partnered up with Tyrese, the beginning of the film. And you see it in the trailer. They're like about to bust this... Damn, I just realized it. This never even fucking... Okay. I'll get to that later. But... So, we got James teaming up with Tyrese. And Kevin... James is a detective. And Kevin... Ben here, he's a, how do I put this, cop in training, I guess, I don't know, like he's not even a detective, but he's just a cop in training, he's under James's wings, if you will, pretty much like a probation period or something, and they, Tyrese and Ice Cube were about to bust this Spanish dude or whatever it was, I don't even know what the deal was, maybe he was smuggling drugs or something like that, but then he pretty much pulls a gun out on Ice Cube and says, you know, I want the money first before I give you the goods. And Ice Cube's playing a game, but then Kevin Hart comes in with his annoying ass. He's just like, I gotta go and help him. He's like, that's that look of fear in James's face. It's the look of, I need Ben to come save me, look. So I gotta go in. And he comes in with, you know, his 6'4 Chevy Impala. You know, he rolls in that sweet-ass ride, and making the ass of himself bounce up and down. Cause he, oh, look, here's the joke here. He's too small to sit in the seat, so it's going to keep bouncing up and down. He fucks this whole thing up by pretty much dropping his badge, and everybody sees so they open fire on him. And then next thing you know, it's a big car chase. Well, not even a car chase. These dudes get in the car and run away, but then they just kind of hunt him down, and they didn't kill him, but he gets knocked awful roof or whatever, but he lives. And then there was a flash drive on it that was encrypted, and it traced back to a hacker, which was played by Ken Jeong, who put a special code on this this flash drive to block it, pretty much. So they pretty much tell Ice Cube, hey, assemble a team, go down to Miami, find this hacker, and see whatever the information you can get on this guy. Because apparently this leads in something much more bigger than what we thought it was going on here in Atlanta. Excuse me. And, you know, Kevin Hart, he's about to get married on Saturday, his character. I don't remember the bitch's name, but I think it was Tika Sumpter. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. And she's pretty damn fine. I mean, she's sexy as shit, and I really don't see what she sees in Kevin Hart's character, because he's just a whiny, annoying little boy bitch or whatever. But, so, he gets kind of upset that Ice Cube doesn't want to take him to Miami, because Ice Cube's like, hell no, I don't want you nowhere near me, and I don't want you fucking things up at all. Plus, you just don't listen. You're annoying, pretty much, is what I'm going to get to. Meanwhile, Kevin Hart at home with his soon-to-be wife, she's kind of like, all right, this is Robin. She's our wedding coordinator, if you will. She's going to, you know, put all this kind of stuff. And Kevin Hart's trying to pretty much tell her, I don't want that. I want this. I want it my way or whatever. And until, you know, you see the saying of the fame. So, very much, his sister, Tika Something, calls up Ice Cube and was just like, please, just take him with you. It means a lot. And he's just like, you want me to get him out of your way? Hell no. But then, you know, Ice Cube has a thought like, wait a minute. If I bring him along, I can show everyone how much of a fuck-up he is, and then he'll realize that he is not even good enough to be a detective. So, you know what? Yeah, bring him along, because I know he's going to fuck it up. So, thus they go to Miami, and comedy ensues, I guess. I don't know what the fuck you would call this. And they track down the Ken Jeong and the flash drive and who it pretty much belonged to, which is a big shot helping here in Miami, who's like one of the police enforcers, a local supporter. He spends shitloads of money for the LAPD, the Miami Police Department here. So no one would ever expect him to be the head honcho running the drug trade and stuff like that, drugs and weapon trading here. And that's, it just comes down to them teaming up with Olivia Munn and Ken Jeong to get some evidence on this guy and pretty much take him down and get Ben home by Saturday to get married to Ice Cube. And pretty much the movie is about Ice Cube accepting Kevin Hart as a brother-in-law now. I wish I would. Oh, God, I can't believe I just fucking said that. As a family member into his life now, I guess. And a partner, future partner, I guess. And that's when we get this monkey sideshow, Raggedy Ann-looking motherfucking movie. I hate every fucking bit of this goddamn movie. I mean, this movie, not your plot synopsis, but I gotta tell you, I have never dreaded fucking watching a movie. Like, I would rather, like, okay, the thing about horror is, I give horror a lot of shit before I see it, but it deserves it. It's been hard to fucking roll it. But, you know, I always go into at least some horror films with a little bit of interpretation of, you know, just thinking that, hey, this could be the one. You know, I mean, I went to go see a lot of shit that I didn't have to go see in horror, where I was just like, this could be the one because it's got good ratings. And then I watch it and it's like, shit. But this one right here, Ride Along 2, I saw the first one, I fucking couldn't stand it. I thought it was the most annoying fucking movie of the year. And then we get to this one where I was dreading every moment of that, to the point that I had to sit down in my chair and just looking at everyone that was there, I was like, oh God, these look like the crowd that came to watch this shit. These the type of critics that look like they know what they're getting themselves into, and they're gonna enjoy this shit. And as soon as this started, in the first fucking six minutes, I was already fucking annoyed. I was like, Jesus Christ, man. And as the movie goes on, you can't help but wanna fucking strangle Kevin Hart. You just want to fucking kick him in the dick, hoping he shuts the fuck up for one point. I mean, I know some people that talk a lot, myself included, but God damn, this dude does not have a fucking off switch. It's almost like Ice Cube is the audience avatar in this film, because you constantly agree with whatever Ice Cube, like, it ain't even the best of acting, it ain't even the best of saying it, but whenever Ice Cube tells Kevin Hart to shut the hell up or hell no or something like that, you just can't help but want to stand up and applaud and say thank you, for the love of God, someone just tell this brother to shut up. And he keeps going throughout the whole movie talking about, I'm gonna prove myself to you, James, I'm gonna prove myself to James, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that. And it's like, you know, Ice Cube's character James, he gives him so many fucking things to do as far as directions on what to do and stuff, and this motherfucker does not listen. He does what he wants to do, and when he does do it, he's loud and fucking obnoxious. You just, oh my God, this dude was fucking killing me. This movie was so fucking terrible, it gave me a headache. Gave me a fucking headache. Like, I can't even get this shit out of my head right now. Like, I feel like I just walked out of the theater with battle scars. And then we get to, you know, it's funny, because Ken Jeong's in here, and he's the least annoying thing in this motherfucker. It's like, usually when he's in a film, oh my God, they got him doing this black sassy shit and stuff like that. But in here, it's Kevin Hart. And every moment of the fucking film, I just can't help thinking, it's like, how perfect would it be if somebody was just to shoot him? And maybe in real life, too. Just to put him down. And you ain't gotta kill him. But just put him down long enough to where he don't make a movie for about the next 5 years or something like that. Because I don't plan on living that long myself. So, but just put him down just a little bit. And then just go on about his day. Maybe he'll move on to something else. I don't know, crocheting or some shit like that. But just anything else where it doesn't involve me having to watch it or listen to it or talk about it or do anything with it. Because I can't stand that little black troll. And, you know, we got some running gags in here about the brother-in-law or whatever and shit. And then you got Ice Cube, who, brother, I felt bad for you. Like, he just literally, it almost left, like, everything he said in this movie was just a natural reaction of him really wanting to tell Kevin Hart, damn, do you ever shut the fuck up? Like, just please, shut up. You're fucking annoying. And he sets it up perfectly in the film. You don't take this job serious. You don't take anything serious. Everything with you is a fucking joke. There's a scene, people, it was one of the most annoying fucking scenes I think I've seen in cinema history, because it would not end. It went on and on, just kept going. And it's when they first get to Ken Jeong's house and they get a lead on him. They're looking for him. And, you know, Kevin Hart goes around the house and he sees him and he's hopping the fence running. And then Kevin Hart just shouting, James, James, he's on the run. We got a foot chase. We got a foot chase. And he hops the fence, and it's like a 5-minute foot chase of Kevin Hart chasing Ken Jeong. Ken Jeong just running, not saying nothing, just running, not doing nothing, just running. For once, he's not running his goddamn mouth. Kevin Hart, that whole 5 minutes, is just shouting stupid shit as he just goes through different scenarios, such as people's backyards, there's a dog involved, there's a chicken coop, there's two lovely ladies, they run through a little festival, and all you hear is, you see just Kevin Hart falling on his ass, excuse me, Kevin Hart falling on his ass, and just shouting loud, and he just like, God damn, if somebody don't put a bullet in him, I think I'm gonna put a bullet in myself right now, because I can't take no more. There was a couple of moments, at least when we got to the hour mark, and I realized, wow, this shit's gonna go on for another 40 fucking minutes. We got to the hour mark, which felt like eternity. Get to the hour mark here, and it's not that the fact that the movie is so fucking terrible. Well, it is fucking terrible, but it's not like one of the worst movies I ever saw. But the movie gets so fucking bad with Kevin Hart's annoyance of just yelling and shouting and talking real fast like a goddamn crackhead. I almost debated walking out, because there was times I literally just closed my eyes and just looked at the ceiling and said, God, I don't know if you up there or not. I don't even really believe in you. But if you truly were real, you would make a blackout happen on this whole neighborhood. Just shut the power off. Cut it all off. Just for like a couple of hours. That way I can just sneak the fuck out of here and I wouldn't be sitting here doing this review. Just please do that for me. And then, you know, obviously, like all prayers to God or whatever, they never come and they never happen. He's like, no, I like seeing you suffer, so you go ahead and sit there and watch that, you fucking non-believer of me. So you sit there, watch this crap. Olivia Munn, damn, girl. I can tell you this right now. This show as hell didn't get me excited for your appearance as Psylocke. You look great as Psylocke. You look like her. But Jesus Christ, you a fucking one-note as fuck. It was kind of like Ice Cube in this film, but the problem, the positive of Ice Cube out of his one-note acting in this film is that I like it for the simple fact that he's saying everything I want to say to Kevin Hart right now. So I don't know if I really can complain about that too much, because everything is accurate with what I want to tell him. Him and Olivia Munn, they got like some kind of flirtation going on in the film, because, you know, they're both like one-note assholes. I take that back. They're not one-note assholes. They're one-note just ass kickers. Everything is tough to them and everything. Yeah, which, by the way, okay, there's a scene in this movie. Olivia Munn's a cop. The villain here, Benjamin Bratt, he's, you know, a supporter of the police department. You know, they're going to go check out his party, because that's, you know, we need to get on his computer and get some encryption code off his computer and stuff that Ken Jeong set up. Why the fuck does she show up to the party with them? Like, it made no goddamn sense. It's like, it's funny because they go undercover. And you see it in the trailer where Kevin Hart's playing like some African dude and Ice Cube's playing his bodyguard. And she shows up with him as Kevin Hart's kind of date and stuff. And I'm just looking at that like, everybody knows who the fuck you are in this town. This is a fucking terrible plan from the get-go already. And she's like, oh, I'm going to distract him by showing off my hot-ass body because, damn, that girl is fine. And I'm going to go dance with this dude. But then I'm going to make it so silly and chalant that it's going to be like, you know, clearly I'm up to something. You know, oh, I want to have a drink because they're all wearing wires. And I kid you not, there was a scene in this movie where Kevin Hart had to run from an alligator. And I never prayed to Jesus in my life, but this movie had me praying so many fucking times because I looked up into the sky again. I said, well, Jesus ain't up there because he didn't help me, or God or whatever. So I said, Galactus, if you love me as a Marvel fanboy, you would let that fucking alligator just eat his ass. Just eat him. Let it be done. And then I want an article to come out the next day saying, oh, Kevin Hart was eaten. His head was eaten off by a fucking alligator. He lived somehow, but he don't have a head no more. So you really can't see him do anything anymore. I think his career is done. I would have been like, oh, thank God. Oh, thank you, Galactus. But no, apparently Galactus doesn't exist neither. I ain't talking to you. My puppy's named Galactus, too. I ain't talking about you. You sit your ass back down. I'm a little upset right now. And so Galactus doesn't exist neither. And that sucked. And I was just sitting there going like, wow, so there really is no one you really can pray to. So I have to sit through this for another 32 goddamn minutes. 32 goddamn minutes, which seems short, I know, but it's a fucking Kevin Hart film, so it feels like goddamn eternity. So we get to the last action scene, the big action scene, taking down the bad dudes and stuff like that, where we're going to get into some technical aspects. The technical aspect look like shit. I mean, you know what, for a low budget comedy action film, whatever. I can let that slide, didn't bother me at all. Don't even really give a shit, to be honest. But from a technical standpoint, didn't really give a fuck about none of the action shots here. The movie is so pandering for you to like Kevin Hart that he ends up pretty much handling every situation they get into in Miami by handling it with some nerd shit he knows from a video game or just some nerd shit he knows because he talks too goddamn much. And I'm just like, oh my God, this movie is feeding off of him. Jesus fucking Christ. I really don't like this movie now. And what gets more annoying about it is the more Ice Cube tells him to shut the hell up throughout the film, it seems like that's more of a device for him to wanting to keep doing everything right, and the movie keeps letting him do it right, so it gives him more of an excuse to keep talking. And I was getting pissed off because I couldn't take any more of his fucking talking. His talking was making my ears fucking bleed. Matter of fact, me talking about it right now is making my fucking ears bleed. And another annoying thing about it is the fucking audience. Now, it wasn't all of them, because, like, yeah, I sat in here with critics and whatever, and we got a bigger fucking brain than half of the general audience. But there was two people in here, and I want to say it was a girl, little fat bitch, I don't know who she was, and right in the front of me, but, like, just two seats down, right in front. And then there was another girl on the right side of the row, laughing her ass off with I don't know, some dude she was sitting by, probably her grandfather for all we know, even though he looked like the same age then, but I'm gonna talk about his ass too because he shouldn't have brought her to this. And they're chuckling, laughing out loud even more now. The laughing out loud gets to me getting more pissed off now because I'm looking at here and I'm staring at people hoping that they don't look back at me, giving them the Ice Cube look pretty much. They're saying, well, why aren't you laughing? So funny, isn't it? And it's like, bitch, not a goddamn thing just happened on screen. Ice Cube just told him, keep your eye on the prize. And this motherfucker just making faces at Ice Cube, blinking and shit like that. There's nothing funny about this at all. None of this shit is funny. There literally is no writing for any of the goddamn characters in this film. That's what's so fucking annoying about this film. None of the fucking characters, whether it's Ice Cube or fucking Kevin James, let me scratch that, need to edit that out before they make a Kevin James, Kevin Hart film. But other than Ice Cube and Kevin Hart, they have no writing for them. It's all they pretty much ad-libbing throughout the film. The thing about Ice Cube's ad-libbing is it's so limited and so minuscule of telling him just to shut the fuck up that Kevin Hart's fucking ad-libbing is just going on and on and on. And on And this little black troll doesn't know when to shut the fuck up. He does not know when to shut the fuck up. And it was just, it was painful. Every minute of this movie was just fucking painful. It made me want to hang myself at times. I was just like, I literally can't take this anymore. And by the time we get to what mark were we at? I wrote this down, Pew. We're at the hour and 29 minute mark. I just felt numb. I just sat there and I felt numb as shit. I said, I don't have any feelings towards this movie anymore. I can't even react to it in a very angry way like I am. I just need it to end, and I need to go lay down, and I need to take a nap. I just need to do that. But before I take that nap, I had to pour me a shot of whiskey. And then, what does DJ Khaled say? And another one. And another one. And another one. Then I pulled the scotch out. I said, let's start it off with some Black Russe here. And another one. And another one. I had about a total of 7 fucking shots. 4 of them whiskey, 3 of them scotch. And I just sat there and got like, I realized I just literally took fucking shots with scotch. I don't do that because I enjoy my scotch and you're supposed to savor the taste. But I was literally hoping that that alcohol would just put me down under and I would just overdose on alcohol. It's never happened before, but I just thought maybe that movie and this blended into one will help do the job and just finish me off for once. But no, I'm still alive because obviously I'm still talking about this shitty ass movie. Fuck this movie. Fuck everything involved with it. Tim Story, you seriously need to just stop making movies in general. I the thing is here, everybody's talking about diversity and all this shit or whatever. I want to give diversity a chance one of these days and say, yes, we need more black directors. We need more of this, like Tim Story. But then I go and watch one of his fucking films and I go like, no, the less, the better. That's my, no, fuck hashtag we need diversity. Mine is hashtag the less, the better. The less, the better. Trend that, people. Trend that shit right now. This is a piece of shit of a film. If you like this, you know, because I know some people like to use that old method. Oh, it's not that bad. And, you know, if you just leave your brain at the doorstep, then, you know, or at the theater door, you know, you'll be fine walking out of it. Those people were clearly brain dead or left their brain inside their mama's vagina when they came out the womb or something like that to even say some stupid ass remark like that, because this movie is some bullshit. It's a pretty goddamn low fuck it. I hope they burn every film piece of this movie. I know it's going to make a shitload of money. Because you people just love this little black midget right here. I'm sorry, but you just love his little ass. I don't know why, but you just do. I'm almost on the verge of planting drugs on his ass just so he can't get arrested or something. But I, just like Hart, I don't know if I can take Kevin Hart's little ass anymore. This is just getting annoying now. This is getting frustrating at this point. To the point where if a car ran him over, it wouldn't be that bad. So, yeah, it's definitely getting a low fuck it, and I really can't talk about nothing else of the film other than the plot being so generic and mundane. But the worst goddamn thing of the whole film is literally Kevin Hart. He is annoying as shit, and he's not fucking funny. I literally think I would rather watch a Melissa McCarthy film like Spires on my any fucking day of the week now than a fucking Kevin Hart film now. Man, fuck that dude. And it's the biggest fucking insult ever to release this shit on Martin Luther King weekend. So, to wrap this up, just gotta say, fuck this movie. Fuck this script. I even say fuck you, Ice Cube, for even wanting to be a part of this. Fuck you, Olivia Munn. Fuck you, Benjamin Bratt. Fuck you, Ken Jeong. Tyka Sumpter, fuck you. Tim Story, you get the biggest fuck you of all time, you ignorant black fuck. And just fuck anybody that goes and watch this and says they ever got any kind of laughter or enjoyment out of it. You people need to be dropped off the top of a fucking mountain somewhere. I have a dream too, just like you guys have a dream. And the great Martin Luther King Jr. said he had a dream. I have a dream too that someone would set Kevin Hart's ass on fire and he would just die by spontaneously combusting.
Lambert.
Yeah.
I ain't never had one of them. Let me see.
You couldn't tell me that yet, alligator.
Look, I dropped the ball on that. I won't lie to you.
An alligator!
Since you've been here, I've had a nightclub shootout, 20 trespassing complaints, and a car blew up.
We didn't plant the car bomb.
Yeah, but we did the other stuff, James.
You look like a damn marshmallow.
A good detective knows how to blend in with the locals.
Oh, yeah, you blending all right.
You finally buying into the concept of us being family now?
I don't even know if that's accurate.
We're partners, James. We protect each other.
James! Ben! Ben!
Got on the vest.
Oh, I definitely saved your life, man.
Don't go too far now.
James!
Save me a little bit that time.
You tried to kill me.
Hey, man, we're the brothers-in-law.
Not anymore.
All service, off the table.